Yeah, good morning, Kevin. You're on Solidarity Breakfast, as always, with Anila and Tobia, and you're here. We're here joined by
very special guest, Kieran, from the Anarchist Communist Federation. Would we be able to start off, Kieran, with a little bit of background about what the Anarchist Communist Federation actually is and what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on this morning. Look, the Anarchist Communist Federation is celebrating a year this year. It's quite a new organization. It's a political organization committed to advancing anarchist communist politics in the union movement and in the working class in Australia. A bit about us and where we came from. There were small anarchist communist groups in several cities in Australia for some time. Previously, I was a member of the Melbourne Anarchist Communist Group. We had comrades up in Brisbane and comrades in Geelong, and we have a branch forming in Sydney. After a number of years of discussion and coming together and discussion about the need for a more serious and an ongoing anarchist communist organization in this country, we came together last year at our first conference, and we're preparing for our second this year.
Before, you know, we were back on air, you mentioned that your official title is member of the organization, and it seems like most people are just considered to be a member of the organization as per anarchist principles. I'd love to know a bit more about how you actually are internally kind of structuring and organizing without, prescribing to a hierarchical structure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a member. All of the members are members. We don't have a formal executive. You know, there's not somebody in charge because we're anarchists. Each of our branches meets and discusses the issues that have come up. And we practice a principle of organization that we call delegation, which is, I've been delegated responsibility for promoting and organizing this conference. I've got a set of instructions from the meeting as to my scope for doing that. And I report back to the meeting. And what that means is that every member of the organization is in a position of, you know, broad political oversight of all of the political activities of the organization. We're a federation, and we use that word because this sounds strange to some people, but federal organizing, I think, is very important to anarchists. We've used the word federalism for a couple of hundred years to try and describe the idea that it's possible to have a large organization that's structured and organized without a center that's in charge, that there can be a decentralized functioning structure for an organization. The power of our organization is built to rest at the base in each branch. Branches send delegates that meet, discuss, and share information, but ultimately the decisions are made in meetings of all members.
And now that you've had a year of kind of organizing and getting things done along those lines, have you kind of had any takeaways from organizing in that way? Have you found it to be efficient and effective?
Yeah.
Are there things that you think you would want to do differently in the coming year?
Yeah. In the discussions that we had about starting this organization, we really discussed, like, one of the things that's going to be really hard for us is that we're going to have to learn how to do the politics that we've been preaching, because we've been existing in these small groups that have had meetings. But what we've not been doing is coordination on a larger scale. And so this is going to be a new and learning experience for us. The process of doing this for a year still leaves me convinced that it is possible, absolutely, to have large and hopefully, like, I don't want to pretend that we're some kind of massive political organization yet. But if we don't believe that large organizations can operate without a center in control, then we need to abandon anarchist politics. And over the course of the past year, I'm yet to abandon anarchist politics.
And I think for me, it is one of the most kind of compelling parts of anarchism as a worldview, that it kind of is in some ways a process of how you actually engage politically rather than it being tied to a particular kind of discrete political outcome. So I'm very keen over the next few years to see how the organization emerges and the different strategies that you guys end up discovering as you go along and actually have to, you know, act in the world and figure out what works and what doesn't work. But the other reason that you're here with us today is that you've got you've got a big event coming up, Anarchism 2026. Could you tell us a little bit about the event?
Yeah, absolutely. We are. It's a public conference. We're presenting our politics to a wider audience. We're inviting people to come and discuss the key issues facing the Australian working class today. We're meeting on the 7th of March at Ballumballum Place in Brunswick. And these conferences, it's interesting. Like, it's both, a project of presenting our politics and saying what we're about and this kind of thing.
And but, I assume kind of dispelling some of the myths about anarchism.
yeah, quite possibly. But it's also, I think, an important part of developing ourselves and our ability to function as a political organisation. It's a structure test. Can we, with the model of organising that we have, actually go and say, we're going to pull this off and we're going to, you know, have a large functioning event? So I think it's important for what is a small and new political organisation to attempt these kinds of things.
Definitely. Can we hear a little bit more about what's on the program for the conference?
Absolutely. We've got a range of sessions coming up in sort of three broad streams. We wanted to talk about the basics of anarchist communist politics. We wanted to talk about the organising work and issues confronting the working class in Australia today. And we wanted to talk about the major political issues out there. So for people who are interested in learning more about our approach and anarchist communist politics, we've got a couple of sessions, one I believe entitled Means and Ends, for those who are familiar with the phrase, Zoe Baker's recent book, Means and Ends, An Introduction to Anarchist Communism. We've got The Perennial Debate, Marxism and Anarchism. Is it a perennial debate, though? Because we hear these sessions put on by other organisations and other spaces that put up this combative Marxism versus anarchism. And I feel like I know the talk almost down to a script. And so we're having this conference and we're discussing, well, we're going to put on a session, Marxism and anarchism. But I think the conclusions will be a little different than what people walking into the room might expect based on if you come in having seen that talk 10 times. There are some myths we'd like to dispel.
Yeah. You've also got some great programming around things like gender issues and also specific struggles like Palestine and things going on in the education industry. Could you talk us through some of those topics and what an anarchist perspective specifically has to offer when we're talking about these types of challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if we're talking about major attacks on a segment of the working class today, we've got to be talking about the attacks on trans people. We've got to be talking about the right-wing reaction that is trying to push back and erode the rights and humanity of trans people. In that session, you know, come along and hear a bit about our perspective and engage in the debate. And The key thing that I think we're going to be arguing, I think the key thing that's important, is that this is a working class issue and that working class organisations, unions and working class people have to fight for trans rights in defence of their own rights. If we don't fight for the rights of every segment of the working class, we're cutting our knees off and we're defeating ourselves by dividing ourselves. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about what our comrades have to present on that topic. You want to ask me about that session? You should ask me about that session.
As I mentioned, you've also got some sessions about Palestine and the teachers' union. Could you go into a little bit more detail about those two?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, how can we talk about the issues confronting the working class on a global scale today without talking about the horrendous genocide in Palestine and the continuing struggle of the Palestinian people to live? And so we'll be talking about how, as the blurb says there, October 7th did not fall from the sky. It came out of decades of occupation, siege and dispossession and a colonial state built on force. And so we'll be talking about how, as anarchists, we understand that process, but also that question of how, as anarchists, do you engage in a struggle around national liberation? We're anarchists. We're opposed to the state form. Right? We think that the liberation of the working class requires the destruction of the state form. So how do you engage in a struggle that is, you know, a people seeking national liberation when that aspiration is expressed in a struggle for a state form. So we'll be talking and tackling that thorny issue and, you know, making the case that, absolutely we need solidarity with the Palestinian struggle as part of the broader working class struggle.
And these are some of the conversations that you've been continuing as well through your publication, Picket Line, which deserves more than a mention because it's one of the better publications that has come over the last year. You're up to 4 issues now?
I believe issue 5 came out on Invasion Day.
So. I need to catch that last issue. But maybe speak a bit about how this provided a voice for your organization to further these discussions, and it's led to this conference.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, in building an organization, we decided one of the key things that's been lacking from anarchists in Australia for a long time is a consistent publication that explains what are our politics and what do we mean. You know, there's a great zine culture, there's a great DIY culture, but what there is not in Australia at the moment is a consistent regular publication that says, okay, well, on these issues of the day, what are anarchists arguing? How can you see and understand this from an anarchist point of view? And so that was a big thing that we wanted to achieve with the publication.
I really like that the publication sort of doesn't have any authorship and kind of pushes just a political voice that encompasses the outlook that you guys have as an organization. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate that the sessions also have a similar sort of vibe. I just maybe a couple words on how that thought came into effect and how you guys carry out that work on a day-to-day basis.
It's a practical thing with the publication. I don't think there's an article in there that doesn't have at least 4 people work on it. We sit together as a group and go, well, what is it that we need to talk about in the coming issue? And we have the brainstorming session around, well, what are the key things that we want to communicate? What are the key ideas we want to get across? The idea of putting a single author behind a draft sometimes feels a bit silly, and they do feel like products of the whole organization together, so it's not so much a position that we're like, no, we will never put an author's name next to a publication or anything like that. It's just how it emerged in putting this stuff together,
just as a collaborative effort.
It was and is a collaborative effort, and we could write the names of every single person in the branch underneath the publication, or we could just say, this is the thing we worked on together and we're very proud to put out and see what you think.
Yeah, and so looking forward for the organizations, what are you guys, apart from obviously this important conference that's a stress test for your organization, but are you guys planning any larger moves going forward into the year beyond this?
Absolutely. Look, a big focus of our politics is the need to rebuild a fighting workers' movement that can take forward the political ideas that are necessary. We're anarchist communists, but we're anarchist communists who are like, we don't argue that the entire working class must come around to our politics in order to achieve revolution. We argue that we have a set of ideas that will be interesting and useful for the working class in its struggle. We want to achieve anarchism and communism, but we're not under the delusion that our organization is the revolution. The revolution is the working class, and the working class has to fight in its own interests. And for the working class to fight in its own interests, it needs mass democratic organizations under the rank and file control of the working class. We would argue that the working class will be more successful in its fights when it organizes according to what we see as anarchist principles, that direct democracy with power built at the base. So a big part of our work is engaging in the struggle of the working class in Australia. That sounds very grandiose, but what does that mean in sort of 3 practical terms? When I look at the working class in Australia, the largest functional organizations, for all their faults, are still the unions. Where there are no unions, we need to build unions. Where there are unions, we need to fight to make them genuinely democratic, member-controlled organizations. And so a big part of our work, we run Organize Your Workplace trainings for building the union in places where there is no union. But we also meet, discuss, and strategize about how to intervene in union structures to advance the idea of genuine member-controlled base power in the unions.
I think, you know, that makes me wonder what your perspective would be about how you include theory as part of these practical struggles. So what role, obviously anarchism in some ways has been, despite when you look into the ideas in anarchism, they're very intuitive. I think it's fairly inaccessible in some ways to the average person. I mean, it's barely even discussed at a university, let alone in kind of mainstream discussions of political ideas. So what would it look like to you to include these kind of theoretical positions in the practice of resisting?
This is a big reason why we founded and established the Anarchist Communist Federation. We need a structure that enables us to meet as anarchists, to discuss and understand the context that we find ourselves in, to study and understand the theory and say, does it have any insights for us in the struggle that we've got before us? And can we then take those insights and apply them in our work, in organizing, in struggles? In practical terms, like the publication Picket Line is an attempt at showing that in practice. But another big part of the work we do in just trying to bring anarchist ideas and anarchist theory to people is we organize something we call the Anarchist Political School, which is just a regular series of discussions where people come together, people that we've met through our organizing work, people interested in learning more about anarchism, to develop that basic understanding of the theory and ideas of anarchism that will hopefully equip them with a set of tools that they can then apply, engaged in organizing and work, engaged in struggling social issues, and on the streets in protest. I struggle to explain what that looks like in practice beyond join us and watch it. there's this sense, you know, a theorist that I'm particularly a fan of, you know, Errico Malatesta, Italian anarchist. I hate going on banging on about theorists because, you know, wow, here's a guy that you've never heard of who's dead. You know, what's the relevance of that to me? But in terms of, like, I find him deeply relevant and important. And he made an argument that I think is very true, which is, you know, we believe in anarchism and we've got this analysis and these ideas and we need to advance and build organization that can advance and disseminate and make these ideas useful ideas for the working class. But we can't substitute ourselves for working class organization and struggle. We need to build working class organization as working class organization. And this is sometimes called, in anarchism, organizational dualism.
Mm-hmm. Super interesting.
And just on that note, as in joining you, participating in your events, picking up a copy of Picket Line, which you can pick up at 3CR, at the offices of 3CR, as well as at many of your stalls that you have at Palestine rallies and other events, where can people stay informed with what the Anarchist Communist Federation is doing? And when is the event and how do people get tickets?
In all the most boring places, the internet at ancomfed.org. That is ancomfed.org. And all the usual annoying social media sites, places like Facebook and Instagram. And I believe we even have a TikTok. Help us. but the conference is coming up on Saturday, the 7th of March. It's at Balam Place, which is in Brunswick at 15 Phoenix Street. And tickets are available and they're super expensive because it's super hard to book conferences on like this. Tickets are $5, available through our website, ancomfed.org, or you can just show up. And if $5 is beyond your means, we can just spot you a ticket, get in touch. The other big way to get in touch with us would be, like, if you're interested in learning more about anarchist communist politics and our approach, we do put the Anarchist Political School on in several places around the city fortnightly, and details on sessions and how to get involved are available at our website, ancomfed.org.
Beautiful. You guys do so much awesome work. Encourage everyone to take notice. We'll put all the links in the podcast to make sure. Kieran, any last words before we leave you, and maybe we'll hear from you in Asia Pacific Currents on the net coming up next.
Asia Pacific Currents coming up next. Is that the same, Kieran? I don't know. any final words, I'll say, workers of the world unite, and to work, comrades, we've got a world to win.